Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, when you look at the headlines and you hear the hate from so many directions, it tends to discourage you and depress you just a little bit. And I have to confess, I fight that every single day. But I have hope. There's always hope. Now, the headlines today that I had to look at are the White House versus CNN Acosta, the Florida fiasco ends, in saying the American dream is living in China, New York Times shows its misunderstanding of our nation, three Senate Democrats sue to stop the acting AG Whitaker from serving, the White House Correspondents Associates resist the new White House rules. I didn't know they could have any say over that White House rules. A little bit of hope. Volunteers are helping rebuild homes and lives after the hurricane. That's always a good thing when you see Americans come together. Then again, the Senator Democrats cite problems at HUD, but they're blocking Trump's nominees for key posts. Still doing that. I mean, he's been president for a little over 2 years now. Angry Tijuana residents push back against the migrant caravan. This is an invasion, they say, firsthand. What Congress can do now to fix the immigration enforcement? Well, I don't think it needs fixed. I think it needs enforced. I think we have good laws. We're just not implementing them. But as we can see, common sense has been thrown out, thrown to the wind. Do you know where the saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater came from? Well, I read about this the other day. I almost shared it with you on a free-for-all Friday. There was all kinds of these old sayings and telling us where they came from. But back in the day, they had a tub. They didn't take baths too often. That's why they had the June brides. They took their baths in May once a year, and they thought they smelled the freshest in June, and they wore flowers and carried flowers to make them smell better. But the baby in the bathwater. First, the men. The dad would take the bath, and then the men, and then the women, and then the baby. So by the time the baby was put in the bathwater, it was pretty nasty and dirty. So that was where the old saying came, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, with the dirt we have in D.C., and the ignorance or the lack of knowledge we have in many of the people, let's not throw the constitutional republic out with the swamp draining, out with the trash. Let's not do that. Let's hold fast to that document. Let's hold fast to our God and do your Patriot PT. Remember, we talked about that last week. Being prepared. Prepare yourself. Educate yourself for a fight. Do you ever wonder who counsels the counselor? Do you ever wonder who treats the doctor? Well, sometimes us talk show hosts need the encouragement that we try to bring to you. Today's guest is our good friend, our patriot friend, Tom DeWeese. When I confirmed with him yesterday through email, as I always do with my guests, and I asked, what direction do you want our conversation to go? And this is what he said. One of the things I'm talking about now to my audiences is that this fight can be won. So many are looking down in defeat. But we have won some surprising battles. And people need to hear this to have hope, to stay in the fight. How does that sound for a topic? Well, it encouraged me. And we welcome Tom back today to CSC Talk Radio. And we want to hear and we want to stand on those victories so we can stay encouraged. Thanks for encouraging me and my audience, Tom. Welcome back.
Thanks, Beth Ann. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Didn't you like that, throwing the constitutional republic out with the bathwater? I mean, isn't that what it's like? It's so trashy and dirty in D.C. And And that's what I see going on.
Yeah, I found it really interesting that, you know, they have said over and over and over again, well, the Constitution is an old document put together by a bunch of old racists, and who needs that and everything, until they wanted to save, what's his name, from CNN, and all of a sudden they started bringing up the Constitution. And
the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights,
yeah,
and it's
right.
Like, seriously, people.
Yeah.
You know, that in itself is such, I can't say the word, I don't think it's a nice word, but it's such a phony. It's just phony baloney. He does not have the right to be rude. Where was his mother? Did she not bring him up? I mean, he needs his ears twisted. I was sharing with my audience the other day that my boys, they have sticky out ears. It's kind of a trait on my husband's side of the family, and I said, I'm not sure if they got that from their daddy or if they got it from their mother when I twist their ears when they were in trouble in church. So, he needs his ears twisted.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I don't think anybody, and they did it to Ronald Reagan, but not to this extent. I don't think anyone has the right to stand there and insult the President of the United States.
Well, it's his news conference, and it's
they're his, a guest.
You know, and how they could come up with this idea that there's no right to throw him out, that just boggles the mind that they came up with that one. So,
you know, do you have a right to throw somebody out of your house if they're misbehaving? And
well, we're getting to the point where that's not true. I mean, we already have problems where if somebody's broken into your house and you're defending your house and somehow hurt them, they can sue you. I guess it's you know, they get hurt on the job, and that's must be a government program for that. You know?
Well, it's gone beyond. I mean, there is no common sense in it, and there is no constitutionality in what they're doing with the White House and the press, because they don't even have to have. I mean, it's not a constitutional requirement that you have press conferences.
That's absolutely true. It's a lot of presidents have gone for a long time without having a press conference. You know, they get a lot of criticism for that and stuff, but nobody says they have to go talk to the press.
You know, I was watching Mark Levin the other night, and he was talking about different presidents that actually did ban these reporters.
Barack Obama.
One of them even farther back than that. Barack Obama did it too. But one of them even farther back than that, he had one of them jailed because they out and out told a lie in the press. Of course, they didn't have the tweets and they didn't have the TV press conferences or the radio press conferences. It was in print, and they printed an out and out lie, and he had them jailed.
Who was that president?
I can't remember. I want to say it was Roosevelt, I don't remember who it was, so I'm probably lying. But but I thought, woo-hoo, let's put old Costa in jail and see what happens, pretty boy.
Oh, my.
Oh, it is just crazy. But it's just gotten to be, and what concerns me, and I know it does you too, is that the American people, all of us, you know, I'm pushing the Constitution games again. And I'm sure you've seen those at different conferences you've been to, the Constitution Quest games.
Sure.
And so we've been having trivia once a month, Constitution trivia. And people that really thought they knew, they realize, oh, I need to brush up on this. And I think that's, you know, and that's what I mean when I say Patriot PT. We need to brush up on our rights and know what they are.
Absolutely. I mean, that whole list of headlines you just read of everything that's happening today.
It's crazy.
I mean, how can any sane person who has to work a job and raise their family and focus on those kind of things have any idea what really is going on? We have these spin experts that any little thing, they are able to throw it out and make it sound emotional and just for you and for the common good and all that kind of thing. And it's just all nuts.
It is. And, you know, and we're going into a break here, but I wanted to say those headlines, and when those Democrats or Republicans start screaming it's unconstitutional, unless you don't know the Constitution, you're going to believe them. And so there you are in a bad way. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. We want to be encouraged and determined. 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Tom DeWeese, and we are going to eventually here, we're going to get to some of the battles that we have won so we can be encouraging, but we've already got callers that have questions for you, Tom. We have Joe from Arkansas. Now, Joe is an artist, I want you to know, and we have him on our All-American Market page, CrackerJoePaintsPictures.com, and you ought to go look at him. I think you'll really get a kick out of him, Tom. He does an excellent job. Joe, what's your question for Tom?
Yeah, thank you again for the plug for my website and my pictures, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
And here's my question for Mr. DeWeese. That's this. I just want to tell you what the American political situation looks like to me now. Get your comments on it. It looks to me like now the Democrat Party and the big media are no longer in any way legitimate participants in the American political system. They have just become completely criminal, completely communist, completely corrupt, organizations, basically they've become revolutionary communist criminal organizations out to seize power for themselves forever by any means possible, including deceit and cheating and more violence. And unless somehow this is recognized, and unless somehow, you know, the president and the patriotic Americans, you know, somehow pull together and, you know, and take these people out of the scene, you know, stop them from participating in politics anymore because they're not legitimately doing it in any sort of honest and loyal to America way. Unless this is done, unless they're kind of, you know, I think right now the president and the patriotic people have the power to do it, to just get rid of the media, get rid of the Democrats, you know, put their treasonous leaders in jail and things like this, you know, because they, I think it can absolutely be proven in many, many ways that they have committed treason, like any of them that support this Reconquista movement, to take away territory from the Southwest in America and give it to Mexico. I mean, that is war against America. That is treason. Any of them that have supported, you know, given any kind of material aid and support to this Reconquista movement, I think they are traitors. But it looks to me like unless the patriotic people and unless the Trump administration and so on like that, you know, pulls together real soon and gets these people out of the picture, out of the American political scene, you know, this country is not going to survive. And they're going to take over and make this into a communist hellhole. So I'd like your comments on that, please.
Well, I just don't think you should sugarcoat it so much. No, I
Joe's
kind of
like that.
And I believe, after studying history for many, many years, we are witnessing the classic move for a communist takeover in this country, and getting control of the media, making it so that you're not allowed to ever say anything negative about certain things, dividing us up in groups so that we're all fighting each other, all that. I mean, you can't have a country under that. That is all designed to destroy the country, to destroy our foundations, destroy our society, and supposedly rebuild it under you know, this new control that they're working towards. Political correctness is nothing but a stranglehold on thought, and having their own opinions and so forth, questioning things. What they want, you know, what's coming out of our school system, our children who are being completely indoctrinated. The curriculum in school is no longer about academics. It is about attitude, adjustment, behavior, values, beliefs, you know, what they're working to create is the perfect, pliable, unquestioning, global village idiot is really what they're working to bring out of there, and we're seeing them come out now, and, you know, this is our future. As our generation dies away, these people are the ones who will be leading the country with absolutely no idea of our history, no idea of the philosophy of this country or what freedom is, and that works completely in their advantage. And that's what we're witnessing. We are witnessing a revolution that is taking place in this country, and you know, the people are being cowed to you know, the day is coming. When we won't have we won't be allowed to even have meetings to discuss these things.
I think we've seen. I think it's been happening, like we discussed yesterday, and I think Joe will agree. But this has been happening for a long time. That's why we have the deep state and all this craziness within the alphabet departments. You know, the bureaucracy that is running this nation instead of the republic running this nation, instead of the people running this nation. We have been bamboozled to believe that we are supposed to be dictated from D.C., and that is not the way this government was set up. It was set up to be governed locally. The local has the say locally, not D.C. telling you, well, you know, the EPA says you can't do this or you can't do that on your farm and blah, 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 blah. And it goes on and on and on. And they're land grabbing and they're doing this and they're doing that. And it has been going on for a very long time. It's like all of a sudden we get President Donald Trump in there, who's this outsider. And he's going, you know, he's saying this doesn't make any sense. Business-wise, this doesn't make any sense, and this doesn't make any sense, and I think he's got some people behind him. I don't think he's necessarily a constitutional scholar, but I think he's got some people behind him that are helping him, and so I think he's learning. But even at the comment he made recently, and everybody's gasping, he made the comment about the forest fires. The fires that are taking California and have swept through there and taken all these homes and these lives, and it's all from mismanagement by the U.S. Forest Department. You know, so here we go again. It's bureaucracy and it's mismanagement, and it just goes on and on and on. And I believe we've been taken over and fooled for a very long time.
Yeah, if Donald Trump has done nothing else, accomplishes nothing more, what he has accomplished is he has pulled back the curtain to show how deeply entrenched these people are and how far they're willing to go to keep that power. And this is the reason they are screaming bloody murder over everything he does,
yes,
because he is pushing these things back. I truly believe that had Hillary Clinton been elected, our ability to question any of these things, we wouldn't know so many things that have happened. And you know, it was the last pin in the coffin.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Joe, thank you so much. Joe's always contributed good. Thank you very much. I'm going to go to Larry here in just a second, but I also wanted to add, too, to that, Tom, when they scream all this stuff about constitutionality and they're screaming now they don't want Whitaker in there because he made comments that makes him, he should have to recuse himself. But what about all of them that have said all these things about President Donald Trump, that he needs to be impeached and this and that and that and this, before they've ever investigated anything? They just know something's there. Shouldn't they recuse themselves from those committees? I mean, isn't that the same thing?
Well, you know, when you try to use logic and reason in discussing with them, you've already lost the argument.
That's true.
So, you know, they will do whatever it takes. They will switch gears immediately to move in whatever direction they need to move to push this agenda. And that's the first, recognizing that fact is the first step towards defeating them.
Absolutely. We're going to go to Larry in Missouri. He had a question about the Constitution. Larry, how are you today? Larry, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. You're on the air. What's your question today for Tom?
Okay. I have a question about Congress. I'm hearing that the big heads are talking that Congress has a power with all the powers, the laws over down at the border to let them people in. If there's sleeper cells that slide through there, we should blame Congress if they blow something up here in America. President Trump has called it a national security issue. You know, national security problem, because he don't know who's coming through there neither.
Mm-hmm.
Should not the president have the power and authority to say who's coming through there? Like, you know,
he not only should, he does. Tom, I'm going to let you address that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And what you're seeing here is part of this global agenda. The first thing they want to do is get rid of national sovereignty. And they talk about the free migration of people, that borders block that migration of people. And, you know, and once they take away the borders of the country and, you know, our own laws and so forth don't protect us, and, you know, the next thing they do is they take away the borders of our communities, and mm-hmm. we have regional government. And beyond that, we take away the borders of our property, and we lose that. So now you have one big mishmash that is completely controlled by a cabal at the top, and all rights are then gone. And, I mean, this is, they are banging away at the door of our border there to completely change our society, our system of government, and it trickles down right down to your community in that way. Yeah.
All right, Larry.
The president took an oath to protect his country, and he can declare under national security.
Quickly, we're going into a break. Quickly. Okay, we lost him. He does have that power. And they're trying to take that power away from him, and they're trying to do it to the federal courts. And we had a judge yesterday that says he has no right. He cannot keep them from claiming asylum, but he does. We're headed into a break, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Tom DeWeese and Tom and Beth Ann. We're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A Moments from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phones here real quick. He wants to talk, Jordan from Arkansas wants to talk about the caravan, but I wanted to add one of those headlines that says the angry Tijuana residents, they're pushing back against this migrant caravan. They say it's an invasion, and we have these Congress people up there saying it's not an invasion, and we're just being mean, you know, we shouldn't be doing this, and we should let them all in. Just open your arms and love and sing, we all get together. Anyway, we're going to go to Jordan in Arkansas. Jordan, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I guess my question is that where do we stop? You know, like,
yeah,
when do we stop these people from coming in? Right? Like, it seems like it might have been like a little bit like of a like a history thing that we need to like examine. Is that like, We've got to stop these people, right? Like, it seems like we should have stopped them a long time ago, you know, when they came in on ships and, you know, were coming into our nation on ships and trying to find a better life. You know, they were coming over from the UK and Spain. Like, it all started back then. So I feel like we need to really dig deep here and figure out, like, why that happened, right? Before we can understand the refugees.
Well, now, are you talking about when we had all those come into this nation years and years and years ago through Ellis Island? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about our founding fathers who came here just like the refugees came here.
Okay, right? But it wasn't a nation of borders at that time.
But now borders matter? Hold on. I thought you said that borders didn't matter earlier.
Oh, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say borders. No, I didn't say that. I've never said borders don't matter.
You just said borders. We weren't a nation of borders then.
Oh, you misunderstood. I did not say that. We are a nation of borders. You have to have borders.
We are now. So we are now, but we weren't when the founding fathers came.
When they came over, when the pilgrims came over here, it was not an established nation. It was a wilderness. Go ahead. I'm going to let Tom take over. Tom?
Well, this is what happens when...
Steven?
I'd say that again real quick, Jordan.
No, go ahead, Tom. Okay. Bring it.
This is what happens when we do a mishmash of history. And, they keep talking about we're a nation of immigrants and that sort of thing. But those people who are coming this way that we're dealing with today, who are just blasting through the our borders and breaking the law as they do that, are not the same as the people who came through Ellis Island. These people coming are waving foreign flags and demeaning America and that sort of thing. The people who came through Ellis Island used to study English on the way there and want to be American citizens and wanted to come in the front door.
Let's stop you right there before you get a little bit inflammatory with all of your language, blasting through borders and really not understanding the basis
exactly
of Ellis Island.
What they're doing, and don't demean me while I'm trying to answer a question. You called in and you want the question answered. I'm going to answer it. You want to demean me?
Did I ask a question? I didn't demean
you. Well, what you're doing, Jordan, is you're implying that this invasion of some several thousand people.
Why are you calling it an invasion?
Because that's what it is. If they had combat boots and fatigues on, you'd call it an invasion. And what they're doing is they're coming in here to making. Okay, we can't both talk at the same time. What they're doing is that when they come in here, they're making demands of this nation. And there are some that really want to better their lives. But the majority of those people coming across here, that's not what they're after. They're after to take advantage. Those who came across here back at the Ellis Island, they wanted to be Americans. My family's been here like forever. But my husband's family, when they came over here, they told their children, we don't speak German anymore. We speak American. So you will speak English in this house, not German. They wanted to be an American citizen. There's something to be said about assimilating and becoming one people. One nation under God is what we say with the Pledge of Allegiance. That's not what these folks want coming in here. And if they're going to come in here thousands at a time, you know something's up. And if you don't know something's up, you're very naive. Well, for one thing, they've already figured out that 500 of them are criminals.
Can I speak? You rammed me about basically not letting you
okay,
speak.
Okay, quickly speak. Quickly make your point.
So, well, why do I have to quickly make my point as you get to tirade on about...
Because
about,
I pay for the hour. I pay for the hour, that's why.
That's fair. That's very fair. But I guess I want to know, how do you know that they don't want to come here for a better life? How can you segment some of them?
Well, have you been watching the news of those who have infiltrated? Have you been watching that?
Have you talked to them?
Have you been watching the reporters that have infiltrated and have talked to them? Have you been watching those?
I've been watching the pastors who have been blogging about it, who are with them.
Okay.
Have you seen those?
I have seen some of them. I've seen some of them that have been positive, and I've seen some that have been quite negative.
Have you seen the films where they are chanting anti-American slogans as they're coming? Have you seen those?
That was a question, Jordan.
Those are doctored.
Okay, and you're okay. All right. All right. Well, we're going to let you go because we're going to probably not agree on this. So we're going to let you go. But I want you to keep your mind. I'm keeping my mind open. I know that there are innocents in that. And I also know that there are innocents that are being abused by the bad guys that are in that caravan. And there are bad guys in that caravan. They've already established that. And so we don't know what's coming across this border. And there are thousands of them. If it was just 25, 50, or 100, they do know.
Do you know or do you not know? Because you just said that you don't know what's coming across the border.
We don't know how many. They mentioned last night within the 6,000 that there's 500 of them that are known criminals that are coming across this border, trying to come in.
Bethann, what do you get out of criminalizing these people before knowing them? Like, what do you get by basically...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm trying to protect my family and my community. You can let anybody in your house if you want to, but I'm going to make sure I know these people before they come in. That's where I get that. So we're going to let you go, Jordan. We're going to agree to disagree on this. Tom, you know, that's the problem right here, is we don't really know. But what we do know, that this caravan at one point was up to 10,000 people. That's not just a few people wanting asylum that think they've been abused or battered. Not having a job isn't a reason for asylum. Are you there, Tom?
What?
I'm
not going to participate in this. It's because, you know, there's no logic. There's no reason here.
I agree. I let Jordan go. I let Jordan go. But, I mean, they're crossing the border, and just for jobs is not a reason to have asylum.
No. Yeah. There's a front door to come in. There's a means to come in the front door and come into our country. It's our country. And after all the welfare programs, all the free education, all the free health care that they are getting as they come across that border is paid for by the American taxpayer. And that means we should have a right to say how that money is being spent. And I guarantee you, if you cut that money off, those people would not be pouring over our border. And that's exactly what they are doing.
Right.
They are invading our border. And, it has been happening for a long time, and we're suffering the consequences.
You know, I've had Mike Cutler on several times. He's the retired INS officer.
I know him very well.
And I'll tell you what, he has a whole different aspect of it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. But moving on, and we're going to get into another break here real quick. But I do want to talk about our victories, and I want to encourage people. And I apologize for the rant we got with Jordan. Jordan, you keep listening. We're not always going to agree, but you know what? That doesn't mean we can't work together. We're not always going to agree. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Tom and I are going to talk about the victories we've had and why we should stay encouraged and vigilant. 877-895-5410. Tom and I will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Unfortunately, we're in the final segment of today's show. We got a little caught up there, but we're going to go real quick. Roger, I want you to keep it real short and sweet if you can, because I want Tom to give him a chance to tell us about our victory so we can be encouraged. What's your question,
okay,
Roger?
I'll cut to the last part of it. I was going to read you a chapter. I'll cut to the last sentence. What does he think about the Pope's statement, "Stop breeding like rabbits"?
Well, I'm not sure what that has to do with the caravan, but okay.
It has everything to do with it. Everything. Where do you think these people come from?
I don't know. You're looking at a woman that had five children, so.
Well, it ain't going to happen in the United States. You look at the North American continent, where's it going to happen? In very tiny areas, Central America.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Tom, if you want to answer that.
one of the main tenets of Agenda 21, sustainable development, is massive reduction of the population. I have heard numbers anywhere from the Earth can only sustain 250 million people to about a billion. Either way, about 6 billion people are doomed, according to that. This Pope has been accepting these kinds of policies, has been advocating them since he's been there in office. And so, you know, it doesn't surprise me that he says something like that, because he is promoting those very policies.
Tom, thank you, Roger.
Not really. He's coming up with a solution. Everybody just had one kid, within 100 years, everything would be fine.
That's not worked out too well for China. I'm going to let you go on that. You know, Tom, do you remember Dr. Dino? Do you remember him, Kent Hovind?
I do not.
Okay, no. Well, he was the dinosaur expert, and biblically, and he used to say, if it's crowded where you live, move. Yeah. There's plenty of room.
Well, so, the truth of the matter is that we could take all the people in the world and put them in an area the size of Texas and have the density numbers of about Paris, France. That is not overpopulation. But when we have teeming poverty in so many of these countries. It's because you have bad government policies that are not allowing people to own private property, not allowing them to build their own lives, and they are completely under the control of the government. Of course, that's the same government policy, the same structure that they want to bring to us globally.
That's what we're seeing with all this angriness over the language of nationalists and all that, because they want it to be global. They want to do away with national pride and Americanism and that kind of thing. So let's talk about our victories that we've had. Let's at least end on a high note.
Well, I think we've laid the groundwork very well as to why people are so frustrated and why they're looking down in defeat. We're having city councils, county commissions that are refusing to talk to people and listen to anything that they're saying, and people are getting very, very discouraged by that. So, I've been, for the last couple of 3 years or so, I have been really telling people all these other issues that are really affecting our lives, and we get discouraged because we don't know which direction to turn in, which battle do we fight. Focus on private property rights, private property control, and control of your own property. And if you can do that, pinpoint it that way, these other things can't be implemented. Sustainable development policies cannot be implemented if private property rights are protected. And that is exactly what is beginning to happen. And I've been traveling the country extensively, speaking to people and talking with them and bringing information to them. And suddenly things have begun to pop up. I'll just go through it very, very quickly. In South Carolina, I was just there this past week. I talked to some folks in Myrtle Beach that evening. People who were in my audience went to city council, and they stood up to the city council on the property rights issue, and they stopped some policies being put in place on their plan. It had to do with private property because they went there and stood up. They spoke out. In Michigan, I'm working with a activist there who actually found himself the head of the Township Planning Commission, believe that or not. And he and I had a conversation about private property rights, and he went back to the Township Planning Commission. He put the plan in front of them, and he said, "Gentlemen, we don't have any language in this plan to protect private property rights." They said, "Oh yes, we do." He put it in front of them and said, "Show me where." And they looked at it and said, "Oh gee, I guess we don't." He took some documents we have and rewrote it, and he came up with language on private property, and he said, "Here it is," and he handed it to him. And working on that level. In a little town in Alabama called Biola Battery, a bunch of environmentalists decided that they were going to turn the town into eco-tourism. And they had a 200-page ordinance written up. They already had the money for it, the grant money. And folks rose up there, and they were able to stop it. And by showing what all this meant, that they were going to control property, destroy businesses, and so forth. In Shreveport, Louisiana, around the Caddo Lake, congressman tried to put in a bill to create another heritage area that was going to be 900 square miles around this lake clear into Texas. Folks rose up, and I addressed over 400 people about what this was all about, and they got the congressman to rescind the bill. So, that's the fourth national heritage area we have been able to, actually the third we've been able to stop. We're working on a fourth one in Pennsylvania. So, on and on like this. I was in Los Angeles just a few weeks ago, And I was speaking to an association of landlords who have finally figured out that they are the target of much of this. First of all, their costs go up, their taxes go up, their building costs go up because of rules and regulations, and yet the first thing they're starting to do against the landlords is push rent control. So they can't collect the money they need to be able to pay for all the stuff being put on them. And they have now begun to organize and to push back and fight back, because the goal there is to destroy private property and landlords and have it all public property. And I was able to speak with them and got an incredible response. 2 weeks later, I was in Oklahoma talking to cattlemen who are finally beginning to figure out they are actually targets of the World Wildlife Fund, who's infiltrating the industry. So, boom, boom, boom. These are the things, you know, we're finding.
And I noticed that's on local level that we're having those victories, and that's where we've got to do it. We've got to come back up. I wanted to say, too, that the people of the United States, we the people, are the enemy of the socialistic state, and that's why they're coming after us. Tom, I want you to give your website, and we'll get you scheduled to be back on the air real quick. What's your website, Tom?
Our website is AmericanPolicy.org, and we've got a whole archive of articles on all these kind of issues. You can get a plethora of information there.
And we are out of time. Thank you so much for your hard work that you do to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.